If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 29th day of November, 2010. Happy birthday today to Chuck Mangione, who is 70. Gary Shandling, comedian, is 61. Howie Mandel is 55. Today is C.S. Lewis's birthday, by the way. And today is the day in 1963 that the song I Want to Hold Your Hand was released in the UK. I have sad news for you this morning. This is just in. Leslie Nielsen has passed away. Died of pneumonia at the age of 84 in Florida. Oh my gosh, he's going to be missed. This is an hour old. It's 3:15 in the morning here, 8:15 in the UK, and this is just coming over though. It's an hour ago, an hour old. This is such a loss. This man, you know, first of all, he began his career as a dramatic actor. And a great dramatic actor, but you know, the word gets out in Hollywood when you're a lot of fun to make movies with, and apparently he was a scream all the time, a fantastic sense of humor. And then when the Zucker brothers came out with the Airplane series, which is epic. Now I remember, and I know I show my age every day, believe me. But one of my fondest memories, and it wasn't cheap, so we were all glad when VCRs came out and renting movies. But if you loved a movie, you had to go back to the theater and watch it. When E.T. came out, you know, I must have gone to see that movie three or four times. But the Airplane movie, oh my gosh, I don't remember. Now, Young Frankenstein is one of my favorite movies of all time. But Airplane, we had never seen it, but we would go back and back and back to the movies. Because it wasn't as expensive to go to the movies then as it is now, But, oh, man, it was epic. Epic comedy. I mean, people that were saying things and doing things. And what made it so funny was you had these fantastic dramatic actors like Leslie Nielsen who were saying these lines like, "Don't call me Shirley." And it was a scream. It was just amazing. And he really sort of built the last part of his career on comedy. I remember the Naked Gun series. And, gosh, just an incredible career, and it's got to make you feel good to make so many people happy and to add levity to people's lives and to get their minds off their problems for 2 hours, and it just is a beautiful thing. He is going to be greatly, greatly missed. It's a Monday, so here we are, and I'm going to go ahead and ask for your forgiveness and your indulgence. It is coming into an extremely busy part of the season. And if for some reason I should happen to miss a podcast a day or two, please forgive me, because they'll eventually come back. But there is so much I've got to get done and so little time. It's just, you know, tomorrow is the last day of November. And then we're into December. And, you know, not only do I have shopping to do and things to get done, and there's paperwork to get done for my mother, and there's videos to make for YouTube, and now everybody is doing a Christmas special for YouTube. And so I'm gonna do what I can. I mean, that's really all I can promise. And I hate to sound like one of these people that, you know, oh, so busy, I just can't do it. You know, because generally when you're participating in somebody else's video, you basically set up a camera, and then you mail the clip to the person, and you're done. But I really do try to. But when people contact me and say, you know, I'd like for you to be in my Christmas video, and just do whatever you want, make it creative. And I'm going, huh? What? So, I'm not feeling real creative today. Don't know what I'm gonna do. So, you know, I just stand in front of the camera and sing "Little Drummer Bill" or something. Hey, there's your idea right there. I'll end the podcast today in the immortal line of Leslie Nielsen in Airplane. I just want you to know, we're all counting on you. We'll miss you, Leslie. See you tomorrow.